Okay, it sounds like everyone is finished within their tables and within their country teams. So I'd just like to, maybe we'll just start from this table here and have everyone introduce themselves as well as one person from each country team to tell us what the most important outcome that you think from this workshop can be. And I would say just be prepared to use your headphones because there'll be two languages going on now. So maybe we can start with Kristen.
Hello, I'm Kristen DeGraff from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and I work on the Vaccine Confidence Project, and I'm a research associate.
Good morning. Yes, I'm Kwame Amponsachiano. I'm the coordinator for new vaccines and vaccine safety in Ghana. I work for the expanded program on immunization. What we agreed as take home is we know that frontline health workers are key when it comes to vaccine delivery. And so we would like to learn from countries how to deal with health worker hesitancy when it comes to vaccines.
Thank you very much. I am Dr. Luis Octaviano Muskongo. I am the Deputy Regional Director of Health Services, Greater Accra Region in Ghana. Thank you very much. My expectation is what our national health.
I'm Svetlana Grigorian. I'm from Armenia, head of immunization and vaccine preventable disease of National Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Our expectation presents my colleague, Kane.
Hi, every morning, everybody. I'm Ghana Stakian from Armenia. I'm National Immunization Program Manager and Deputy Director General of NCDC. Expectations from Armenian team from this workshop. I was just telling Kristen that this week on Friday we will have a national workshop titling Vaccines Save Lives. And the purpose of this workshop will be brainstorming how country will be moving next 5 years. And one of the topics is vaccine hesitancy. Coming to this workshop, our expectation was to take from this workshop new ideas, countries' expertises, how countries are dealing with managing with rumors, and finally hoping that at the end of workshop country will have action plan, draft of action plan, and for sure this action plan will be developed, strengthened during next period, will be one of the component of the national immunization program for the next 5 years.
Hi, good morning. I'm Lisa Menning with WHO in Geneva. And here with colleagues from Laos, we had a good conversation about their various needs. So and their interests and expectations for the meeting. So I'll allow them to speak to those points. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lauren Franzel from the WHO country office in Laos. I'm very pleased to be here, especially because Laos has been dealing with issues around vaccine hesitancy and vaccine demand issues more broadly. And we've been undertaking what I would describe as kind of piecemeal solutions or piecemeal activities. But my expectation for this couple of days is that we come out with a kind of more comprehensive and thoughtful approach to addressing this more holistically. So I let my my colleagues from the Mother and Child Health Center speak with more specifics about the causes of hesitancy.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Chan Sai Pathamavong, Deputy EPI Manager. And like Lawrence, my colleagues introduced me, the expectation of the workshop. We also learn the new expert and learn from the experience from other country here. And we will get the new one to develop the action plan for the next 5 years, 2021-2025, and also now prepare to the transition, COVID transition. We need to develop the action plan how to achieve the goal of the Ministry of Health. And also we, in the previous year, for the vaccine hesitancies, and we get a lot of the problems as for the community demand. And we, the community demand and for the loss of the parents, they don't participate for the vaccine because, for example, now after get the vaccination, we have the AEFI cases, but they think then this is from the vaccine, but the problem the health worker we. Not provide clearly information to the parents and also the community. That's the for the challenges, the big point we need to improve to the Lao country to how to the communication skill and also the communication demand. We have to improve two parts from the part from the health worker and also part from the community demand. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I am very happy to see our colleague when we was in Indonesia last time. Thank you for inviting us here. From me, I am Panom Sanyamongkun, Deputy Director of Mother and Child Health Center, responsible for immunization service. And I would like to share and learn from other countries about vaccination hesitancy because our country is experiencing a lot of vaccination hesitancy. For example, like after AEFI cases, make health staff and community people not confident. Like health staff not confident to provide more vaccination, and also community people not confident to get vaccination from our team. Today, we may learn many things from our colleague in the room. Thank you very much. Nice to see all of you again.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Shireen Gerges. I'm a director of a social and behavior change company called Common Thread. And we are working with R4D for this training session. I'm one of the facilitators, and I'll be supporting the Vietnam team throughout the 2 days, but happy to support anybody else. And we had a good discussion with Georgia and Vietnam about their expectations, and I'll let them introduce themselves and tell everybody. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Thi Thanh Nguyen, Deputy Head of the National Immunization Office in Vietnam. So I'm here to expect to learn from all of you, and of course from the own facilitator and also from the country. How are we addressing the vaccine hesitancy? As we know that is a growing issue from year to year. And although we don't want, but we need to respond to it,
and need more resources on this to have a better performance of the immunization program. And I hope that during next 2 days, when have learned from you and also your advice on the specific country as well as to Vietnam. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Hong. I'm Deputy EPI Manager, Vietnam. Nice to meet all of you. I have opportunity to present about the Vietnam, our hesitancy, vaccine hesitancy in Vietnam. But I have to say thank you NNCT because we have many opportunity to learn each other. And I agree with my colleague from Lao and my Dr. Huyen that in this occasion, I really want to learn about the new policy and about the action plan for next 5 years, because in Vietnam, we prepare the 5-year plan and we try to advocate support from the central government and also international organizations support Vietnam to deal with the vaccine hesitancy. Because as you know, in Vietnam, we try to persuade the financing sustainable for EPI for the vaccine and logistics. But it's so difficult for us if we not successful to deal with the vaccine hesitancy, we cannot maintain our achievement in EPI in next few years. So we try to persuade Gavi support us about research on vaccine hesitancy in next year. We really want to learn from facilitator and my colleague about the tool and updates, the information in order to conduct this research successful. And after that, we have understand some solution and intervention to respond to vaccine hesitancy in Vietnam. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hi there, everyone. My name is Susan Mackay, and I'm leading a new team at the Gavi Secretariat on that brings together demand generation, communities and CSOs, and gender. And one of the reasons this is happening is because the whole area of demand generation, vaccine hesitancy and confidence, these are all areas and gender that are central in the new Gavi 5.0 strategy that will begin from 2021 to 2025. Thanks.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Eka Adamia. I'm from Georgia, from the Ministry of Health. Now I'm a head of health policy division in our ministry. And my division is responsible for immunization health program in our country. All you mentioned, the vaccine hesitancy is a very big problem in our country also. For example, we are now in line to introduce a new HP vaccine and to expand this vaccination throughout the country. And if we can't convince our population about this vaccination, it will be very hard for us. In our country, a very big problem is with social media, because there are some big media groups with 10,000 or more members, and they are sharing many wrong information, and these groups are very attractive for parents in our country. And our expectation is today maybe we find some solutions or some mechanisms how we can fight with them or such kind of opinions. Thank you.
Я Нуна Вераце, работаю в Национальном центре контроля заболеваний и общественного здоровья в Грузии. Я представляю программу иммунизации, работаю в отделе иммунопрофилактики этой учреждения. Спасибо за внимание.
Hello everyone. I am Dr. Kamaliddin Davlatov, from Uzbekistan. I work in the Ministry of Health as a head specialist. Thank you for invitation to our organization. This workshop will be useful for us and for Republic of Uzbekistan. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Yekaterina Totskaya, and I'm from Uzbekistan as well. I am a communication and demand generation consultant at WHO, and I'm helping the Ministry of Health program on immunization specifically. This past month in October until now, we have introduced the HPV vaccine. And as you may know, in general, the immunization program in Uzbekistan is one of the most successful healthcare interventions. However, with the HPV vaccine, it has revealed a lot of issues that we have not really been prepared for, perhaps. And so definitely vaccine hesitancy has been one of the major issues, and the social media, as colleagues from Georgia have mentioned, social media has been a big challenge for us. So at present, the HPV introduction has been a success already. We have coverage rate of over 91%. But as I mentioned, this particular vaccine has revealed a lot of challenges that we need to figure out how to deal with and prevent future similar situations. So I'm happy to share our experience with us, and hopefully we can find some solutions together, because it's quite an interesting and challenging process.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Evdita Chikovani. I represent Curatio International Foundation, which is a Georgia-based organization. We are partnered with R4D on a linked project. I will be working with my Uzbekistan colleagues. So I'm really personally very interested on this issue, because this is a growing problem in the region, and countries now face new challenges which they were not prepared with. So, and that will be very interesting to the workshop to learn from each other how to actually address these new challenges. Thank you.
And so I'd like to just take a minute for Leah to introduce herself as well.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leah Ewald. I work for Results for Development. I'm a linked network coordinator. I think I've spoken to most of you over email before, so it's very nice to see you all in person.
Okay. And so, you know, there are some people who are just a little late to the workshop today, and I wanted to highlight them. Within this group of workshop facilitators, and that's Heidi Lawson and Pauline Patterson from the London School, who've really led this work, and they will be leading several of the sessions today and tomorrow. They'll be here after maybe around 11 or 12 o'clock today, as well as Sergio Tamsa from UNICEF Regional Office and Katrine Habersat from WHO Regional Office. They will be presenting some of the tools used in Euroregion, which has been, you know, one of the leaders in this area over the last couple of years. And then lastly, Joanna Wisniewska from Gavi Alliance will be joining us soon. So just before I go on, I just wanted to take a quick 1 minute to sort of highlight what we'd heard. You know, there's interest in health worker hesitancy and how to overcome that. Armenia and Laos talked about the importance of, you know, being able to go home with an action plan and making sure that that's integrated within, you know, the existing immunization program work plan. With Laos specifically also talking about, you know, health worker communication and community level communication as well. And to me, you know, I think of those as, you know, real confidence issues. In Vietnam, again, you know, the importance of developing an action plan, but also something that I think we will address slightly less the next 2 days is around how to advocate for support from partners around hesitancy. So that's definitely an important part of getting your action plan implemented. So we'll try and weave in some of that over the next 2 days. And then Georgia and Uzbekistan, I think both, it seemed that some of the key issues there are around social media and how to respond to social media, how to counteract some of the negative messages there. So let me just move on quickly to give an overview of the agenda. So first, this morning we'll have a session on understanding hesitancy and building confidence, you know, within the community and the population more generally. After lunch, we have two sessions, one on social media monitoring, and then another one on managing risk and rumors. So how do we communicate clearly about the risks that there is with some of the vaccines, as well as mitigate any rumors that may just be complete misinformation? Then tomorrow, there'll be two sessions on addressing hesitancy among healthcare workers, which several countries here mentioned, and then addressing hesitancy among minority and vulnerable populations. In the afternoon, we'll hear from WHO, your office, as well as the UNICEF regional office, with some tools and resources that they've developed for the region that can be applicable to other countries. And then there'll be a last session tomorrow afternoon on action planning. I should also mention that this evening, there's a reception. It'll be at Gavi Alliance. Their office is about a 10 or 15 minute walk, and we can announce some of the logistics later this afternoon. I think the weather will be nice, so if everyone has a coat, it's probably a nice walk after sitting all day. And then this slide, anyone who's been to a linked meeting has seen this slide, but I just want to remind everyone of some of the norms today. And also, you know, one of the key principles of linked is that, you know, when we have these in-person events, that it's really a very open place. We want to learn from each other. We want to really understand some of the challenges in other countries, and that everyone should feel safe sharing that. So we just want to recognize this is a confidential space. It's not, you know, someone will go back and say, oh, in Uzbekistan, they had this terrible problem they didn't know what to do with. You know, this is really just for all of us to learn, you know, what could we all be doing better? How can we take experiences, both good and bad ones, from other countries? So please share, you know, all of your experiences from your countries, and please ask questions if something is not clear to you about what someone has told us. I see there are many computers up and running, so one important norm is please limit your use of technology. We want everyone to really be engaged in the discussions here today, to really listen to, you know, what all the colleagues from other countries are talking about. I see that got some people to shut down their computers, so that's good. And then also, let's honor the time limits. You know, when we have, you know, a limited time for discussion, we have a packed agenda, so let's just be sure we're not taking more time than what's allocated. And please be respectful of everyone. You know, listen carefully, you know, respect the ideas, even if you disagree. And be ready to respond. So I think with that, I'll let Kristen tell us about some of the work that the London School is doing that's led up to this point.
Hello again. It's nice to see you all, and I just want to extend my welcome and gratitude for your time and your contribution to this workshop, and we hope it's a really useful and successful couple days for you. So as I said, I work for the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine on the Vaccine Confidence Project, along with my colleagues, Professor Heidi Larson and Dr. Pauline Patterson. We were requested by R4D to lead a vaccine hesitancy stream for linked due to country demand. So we've heard from you that this has become a particular challenge around hesitancy and confidence issues, and R4D responded to that, and then we have been tasked to lead this work stream. So far, the activities of the work stream have included sessions at the meeting in Vietnam in December 2017 that was led by Pauline Patterson. So some of you have already met her there and had good discussions there. And then again in Indonesia in July of this year. So I've met many of you there, and we had more interactive sessions that were really useful to sort of frame your experience and kind of see what your priorities were. And then building on that, earlier in this year, we've done in-depth interviews and focus group discussions with immunization stakeholders, such as yourselves, in the linked countries. And I just want to say a huge thank you to Curatio and Ivdidi and her team for all the facilitation on the European side. It's been hugely wonderful to work with you, and you've done a really, really great job, so thank you very much. We've done some follow-up and wraparound support with countries as well in terms of phone calls and emails to provide sort of ad hoc tailored support. And then today is the sort of big one where we're going to bring all those learnings together and really have, like we said, an actionable and learning opportunity so you can go forward and take some hopefully good solutions and tools forward. So I'm going to give a little background on the report of interviews with country stakeholders. So that is what I talked about when we did the in-depth interviews and focus group discussions. In total, 41 immunization experts from 12 countries participated. So LSHTM led on the in-depth interviews. These were done over Skype and WhatsApp, and the focus group discussions were with Curatio. The purpose of these interviews was to capture and frame country experiences of vaccine hesitancy. So to do that, we covered reasons for people not accepting vaccination, impact of vaccine hesitancy on immunization coverage and other areas more broadly, how countries are measuring vaccine hesitancy, how countries are addressing vaccine hesitancy, and what were their priority areas for support, networking, and learning. And we really took that to heart, and that's how we tailored this workshop based on what you've said you needed and what your challenges were. So some of the key findings, and this is going to sound similar to what we just discussed. You've kind of highlighted the issues with healthcare providers, with social media, rumors, misinformation, distrust, that sort of thing. But the most important concern articulated across all countries was concerns around vaccine safety. And we've seen this broadly in LSHTM's work as well, that safety has been a really common theme. So the trust in the safety of the vaccines across the board came across really clearly. This was including among parents regarding potential side effects, so whether that be minor, such as fever, sore arm, crying, multiple injections, or more serious implications like AEFI. These side effects and potential fears were reported either in the media, including social media, by GPs or healthcare providers, and also by people they know. Other key findings were trust issues around new vaccines. So that included around HPV, for example, which will come up in more detail, or around different trials of vaccines for the Ebola trial, for example, that came out very strongly in some of the interviews, and as well as new products and manufacturers. So sometimes where the vaccine was produced and in which country became a specific issue. So they maybe had more trust for an older vaccine, and when a new vaccine from a new manufacturer came out, that was where issues of trust had come out clearly as well. A huge one was impact of rumors and misconceptions, and this is particularly around social media and the spread of misinformation on Facebook, on Twitter, on these different blog posts that's, you've all kind of identified that as an issue as well. That came out really clearly and something we are going to address in detail going forward. And yes, anti-vaccination and misinformation. So again, we're going to weave through some of these findings, and again, we're going to have you share your experiences. We really want it to be interactive and that you're learning from each other, but that was sort of broadly overall. And just to note that hesitancy issues are context and country specific. So, broadly there's these themes, but really how you experience it is very unique. So we really want to tailor tools and resources for your own individual experience, learning from others, but then how to apply that specifically in your own country context. So the overall aim of the workshop is to build skills, strategies to assess and address vaccine hesitancy and manage complex communication and trust-building challenges in vaccination. And the workshop objectives, again, are to learn from one another's challenges and successes. So like Grace was saying, this is a safe place. We really want you to be candid and to share your experiences, and that we want to learn from each other. And it is really useful to hear what's been challenging, what hasn't worked, but also what has worked. And then also to become familiar with a range of tools and resources available. I'm sure you're familiar with some, but perhaps we could introduce some new ones and how to really tailor it to what your experience is as well. And then finally, draft country plans to address specific issues using these relevant tools and resources. And again, that's come across clearly in our discussions now that you want actionable items going forward and how we can address hesitancy. So that's it. The findings of the report are published on the linked website as well, so you have access to that. But if anyone has any questions around the report findings and the in-depth interviews, I'm happy to discuss that further. But there's more detail in there, goes into in-depth around the findings. Thank you. Any questions around the aim or the objectives of the workshop? No. Thank you. Could we have the next session? Yes, thank you. Yes. Of course. Please. Yes.
Thank you for the presentation. So just a quick question about the stakeholder interviews that you carried out. Based on the conversations that you had, did you explore the extent to which countries have carried out assessments of different types to fully understand the core reasons for hesitancy and also to start to offer directions to address that?
That's a great question. Yes, so we wanted to find out what countries are doing to assess. So we specifically focused on what countries are doing to assess and then address. So assessing, we asked, you know, there are some surveys going on in different countries. There's some qualitative interviews. There's some stakeholder findings. So there are a few things going on in particular when you have partnerships with, say, UNICEF. That I think that was in Uzbekistan. You guys did a joint study with UNICEF, is that correct? Yes. So an example is like that. They've done a joint study with UNICEF to assess. But overall, we found not a lot has been done on a country level to assess. So we are going to get into detail later on in sessions of how you can use surveys, how you can use different tools to really assess what is happening, where it is, because we're a firm believer until you know the actual issue, how do you address it well? So to really know where the hesitancy is among which populations, which vaccines, and then how to address. So we did ask that, but it was kind of found that there was plans to do it, but want support to do more in detail. Good question, thank you. So I'm gonna open up for session one on building trust and managing risk. So this, we really wanna frame a shared understanding of vaccine hesitancy going forward, as this is the sort of pinpoint to all the discussions going forward. So we want to ensure that we all have a shared, we've changed the Russian one slightly, there's one. Could you go one forward? So we want to understand what your understanding of vaccine hesitancy is. It'd be great if anyone wants to volunteer their understanding of what they think vaccine hesitancy is. Anyone have a brave soul to start us off? Louise? Yes. Can we get a microphone for you?